You're listening to Advocate Radio. This is the Lake Highlands Podcast, special edition, post-Lake Highlands Town Center Hudlone Town Hall Meeting. Let's try to say that 10 times fast. I am sitting in a library, I think it's conference room, at the Idalia Library Branch with regular podcasters Carol Toller.
Hi.
And Ellen Raff.
Hi.
And I'm Carrie Mitchell, I forgot to mention that, one of the editors at Advocate. And we have just sat through the town hall meeting that talks about the HUD loan would be 13.35 million. That would jumpstart construction of the town center. I actually didn't get to make it until close to the end of the meeting, so what that means I'm going to pepper Carol and Ellen with questions to tell me what happened. So here's what I really want to know. What, if anything, did you guys learn tonight? What new information came out of this meeting about the town center, financing, and all that stuff?
Well, we finally have some dates about when they're going to start turning dirt. And I think that is pretty exciting. The town center is going to happen. Everywhere I go around Lake Highlands, people ask me one question. Is the Lake Highlands Town Center really going to happen? And the answer is yes. And there's two pieces of the town center that are seriously in the works right now. One is the residential that's down by the water feature and the amphitheater, and the other is the retail that was at issue tonight. And the retail that was at issue tonight, what Prescott wants to do and what the city wants to do is get approval for a HUD loan, kind of as some bridge financing. The economy obviously has wreaked havoc on the town center in every which way, and so they want to use some HUD financing to jumpstart it. Jumpstart being Stephanie Kalavas's word. She's the Prescott woman who is just a dynamo and very good at what she does. And so Alan Juan, the city former city councilman, head of the TIF board, congratulated Prescott for continuing to stick with the project. Current City Council member Jerry Allen did the same, continuing to stick with the project.
My favorite line from, can I just say, because I just love to hear Jerry Allen talk, he said he called the project a tough old goat. That's the Town Center project, and basically said they could have, you know, taken up their tents and driven down the road, but they haven't, and that was essentially what Alan Wallen said, too. You stuck with it and said, doggone it, this is going to happen.
And I think also Jerry Allen called them a class act, that they really could have abandoned Lake Highlands and gone somewhere else, and they did stick with it, and they have looked under every rock for money, and this under one rock they found some HUD loan money.
What I feel like I learned tonight that makes me feel better about the idea of this being financed by HUD was it's a loan that they're going to pay back. So whether the loan comes from a bank or the government isn't really that different as far as I am concerned.
You know, Prescott said they're going to pay it back?
Well, whether, I guess the thing is that the city has to pay it back, but I guess they expect the payments to come from the TIF funding, which will be, you know, that future hypothetical funding all going to be generated.
HUD will loan money to the city. It flows through the city. The city flows money through to the developer. The developer spends money to build the retail and the parking garage and all of that piece that is all lumped together where the grocery and all of that will be. And then TIF money then will be used to pay it back through that same
flow
chart.
When the property values go up and then tax revenues increase and those tax revenues go into the TIF funds.
Which makes it a very long-term payback, which buys everybody some time to relax about the payback. It's not a matter of profits have to be immediate or everyone panics. It gives everyone a long-term horizon.
Is that okay. What you felt too, Ellen?
Right. That basically it's an easier loan than a bank loan. But it is a loan, and it will be paid back. Yeah.
And, of course, Alan Juan, being the TIF board chairman, sitting there on the second row with a big smile of approval, I think, was said a lot at the meeting today in terms of giving the audience kind of his stamp of approval. I think that really said a lot. And there were lots of people in the audience. Stephanie Kalavas gave a lot of credit to people in the audience, like Peggy Hill and lots of other people who'd
been... Peggy Hill used to be on the Plan Commission.
Correct. And just, a long-term, like, Highlands supporter, a long-term realtor in the neighborhood. A lot of people in the neighborhood who've been behind this project for a long time, have been on the phone with people trying to get a lot of support for a long time. I think there just are a lot of people in Lake Highlands who've been behind it for a long time. Stephanie Kalavas did have some news to announce tonight that was interesting and exciting. One being that Prescott has secured final financing we've talked about the retail phase. Let's talk about a different phase, and that is the residential. They secured final financing for the 200 luxury residences that will be down by the water. So that will begin turning dirt within the next 120 days, 18 to 20-month construction phase.
And so she said end of 2013, beginning of 2014 is when they expect
right.
that to be done.
So people will begin to move in about 2 years from now.
Okay.
So
and the timeline she gave was similar for the retail. HUD is federal, so we're talking there's some uncertainty as far as some of the red tape and
there.
How that goes through, but what they're, I think it's, it, she suggested that what they're hoping to do is have the retail built and opened around the same time as
right.
the residential.
That they hope to start building in the summer, but it won't take quite as long, so that it would probably come, both would be completed.
I think it's always scary anytime you deal with the federal government and you're asking for money, but I think they're optimistic that having all their ducks in a row would help. But as soon as they were to get approval, then Prescott and all the different, this public-private partnership means there's so many different entities involved. But when you're trying to woo grocers the way Prescott has been trying to woo grocers, the minute you get approval for the HUD loan, even before you have money in your pocket, the minute you have approval on a document, you can go to these grocers and say, we have $13.53 million coming. This really is a deal. Really, dirt really is going to turn soon. Can we sign
you
on the dotted line?
Are
you in or are you out?
Right.
And so it's dominoes are going to start to fall. As soon as one domino falls, the next one, the next one, the next one, I think is what they're hoping for and planning for. Speaking of dominoes falling, every little piece, I think, helps the next piece fall. Stephanie Kalavas announced that they did get the final approval for the hike and bike trail extension. So they'll begin work on the extending the hike and bike trail from the town center area all the way to Katy Trail. It'll go all the way to the American Airlines Center, and that's another public-private partnership. There's COG dollars, City Council of Government, there's county money, there's all kinds of dollars flowing all through this stuff, but it will happen, and they're ready to jumpstart it. But, you start getting work done, and it's easier to make it all happen once you have
right,
cruise
when it gets,
down there.
Yeah. The momentum begins.
Exactly.
One question that I asked was about the jobs that will be created. They were saying they expect 380 to 385 jobs to be created. So I asked if those, let's say I didn't want to be, problematic right away and say, if Tom Thumb goes in there, how many jobs will be lost?
Trying not to be
problematic. I didn't put it that way. So I've said, well, what if, say, a pizza shop that's open in one place now, moves into the town center, and then they bring the same amount of jobs to them? How does that work? It's not a new job. And so the initial answers to that question were kind of like, what kind of a question is that? But afterward, one of the Prescott, finally they just moved on from my question. But afterward, one of the other Prescott people came up to me. His name is Dave Durkas. I thank him very much.
I worked with him on the park and the trail and all that. He's a
great
guy.
And he came up to me and he said, really, that 380 to 385 number does factor in your question that there might be some overlap in some jobs that will happen there, but there will be that with
so even with the overlap, there will be enough
jobs. That number 385 is the best estimate. So I feel pretty good about that. That, you know, that it isn't just someone writing something down that sounds darn good, 380 jobs.
And they were talking about, you know, this phase one of this retail, the part that the HUD loan is financing. And let's back up and say the reason that it's eligible for HUD loan relates to the job creation piece. So the, why would the federal government be willing to loan money to this project through a HUD loan? Because the federal government and the city of Dallas are so wanting to see job creation that they're willing to funnel money into this project. So that's the reason we're eligible for the HUD loan. And just the phase one of this project is going to have 165,000 square feet of retail. And so that, they were talking about, that's approximately 30 businesses
there. Yeah, I think she said 30 to 40. And she did say, I don't know if they were talking about the grocer size or anything like that at other parts of the meeting, but she did say, let's just say the grocer's 60,000 square feet, and then there's 105,000 left, and you consider that, you know, a dry cleaner is 1,500, and a, you know, restaurant is about, like a meat casino size would be 4,000. So that's kind of the picture we got.
So if you're talking about 30 to 40 businesses, you're talking about lots of jobs. And that's one piece. And then you're talking about 200 luxury apartments, and you're talking about, you know, housekeepers and valet parkers and people that, you know, you're just talking about a lot of different and a lot of different job creation. And there's construction and there's lots of different things. So, and, you know, there's rosy estimates. And then, but you have a good point about, you know, if Atomic Pie moves from Audelia and Walnut Hill to Audelia and Skillman,
right,
and has the same number of employees, that wasn't any job creation. That's your point.
Or if two Tom Thumbs were to close, you know, would they move all those jobs over there, or would some people lose their job? And even then, are those new jobs? And the other thing that I wanted to maybe just ask you, Carrie, if you remember. They're talking about four stories of residential luxury apartments. Was that a revision from the initial plans? Is it more? Is it one story higher?
I'd have to go back and look at that story we did a few years ago, but I think
May I
do.
Have your attention, please. The library will close in 28 minutes. If you need to apply for a library card, please do so at this time. Thank you.
So we're telling the truth. We really are at the library in a conference room. You know, I do think I remember there being four stories. Did she say that was on top of retail, or did she just say that was residential?
Oh, there will be a little bit of retail, but some of it, I think.
It's just going to be.
I just.
So four stories total, not four stories on top of a story of retail.
I believe, you know what, four stories of retail is what I heard, so okay. I'm not sure. And I heard someone ask a little bit about
retail. You mean four stories of residential?
There will be, residential. And there will be some restaurants over there as far as the retail, but not
I do remember them talking about there being restaurants. That may be what they're talking about, too, is restaurants, because they want those restaurants to have the good views right along the creek and the park area and whatnot. And so
they talked about two restaurants overlooking the water with outdoor patios. That would be part of that initial residential phase.
So maybe underneath the residential right there?
Okay. So in the first phase to be built and the first phase to be completed will be two restaurants. They didn't announce who it will be. They didn't announce if they signed anybody.
I'm assuming there were no businesses whatsoever named tonight.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. The other thing, though, I mean, back to the residents, that is a lot of space to fill up. And so I just don't know what they need to fill up for it to be profitable. But and I know that the reason they build more stories is because they hope, you know, that there will be more chance of a profit. But sometimes I'm not sure what.
Well, and I also wonder, I was only there for part of the question and answer. There were probably about 50 people in the room So it wasn't, you know, standing room only, and it wasn't 10 people. And was there a lot of Q&A? Was there a lot of interaction? What kinds of things were people asking about?
They were asking about the traffic.
Okay.
There was one person concerned about the traffic on Skillman. And that was another one of those questions that I think in the minds of Prescott, it's pretty well handled. They think there's going to be a lane for speed deceleration, I think they called it. But in the minds of the person who asked the question, it wasn't handled completely to his satisfaction. But it was a polite crowd. I mean, and I would say at least half the questions that were answered were extremely polite and, you know, on the side. You know, there wasn't really anyone that made a speech like no tum thumb, no matter what, or no apartments, you know, Section 8, no matter what. No one really got up and made a stand like that. The concern was there, but I think there was a feeling in this room anyway that Prescott was completely aware of what people, I mean, they've heard it, whether or not...
They've heard it many times.
Yeah,
whether... I don't think anyone has a concern
yeah.
that Prescott has not heard and listened
yeah.
to, which doesn't mean the
we
people don't have
way,
a right to hear to say it.
yeah,
but
or that everybody's going to get. I mean, even if you go to our blog and read the comment posts, there's a lot of different feelings and a lot of different opinions on what should happen and how it should happen, and you know, there's just no way to make everyone happy. So
it's true, and people still have good ideas. That doesn't mean they're all going to be implemented, but.
It doesn't mean that they can all work. I mean,
and if Prescott hires four consultants, they're going to get four conflicting ideas. I mean, at some point, you kind of have sympathy for Prescott because, you know,
there's a lot of hands in that pot right now.
There really are. And the more different public entities they take money from,
yeah,
the more people they've got telling them, you're doing it wrong.
Right. I mean, and that's, you know, the thing is, it's hard to feel sorry for them in one sense because it's what they signed up for. I mean, they have, whoever said this tonight, I can't remember who said that, but they have been very smart about the way they have tried to obtain money. That is a corner that would have been very difficult to obtain financing, especially in this economy, to do what they're trying to do. And they have gone to every rock and tried to turn it over and find what they can. So they have done that, and it has been very smart. But when you make those kinds of agreements with government tax money and you're accountable to taxpayers, lots of different taxpayers, lots of different municipalities and entities, there is that element of, well, then you're just going to have to deal with town hall meetings and lots of people weighing into this and holding you accountable to the money that you've been given. That is just part of it. And I think they were probably aware of it. Of that when they signed up for it. I don't know that they were aware that they were going to be doing it for another 5 years.
Yeah, I think they thought they
had. And then another two before anything actually.
18 months of that and not this many years.
Who knows if they would have.
And speaking of meetings, right, there's going to be another meeting in front of the city council where I guess they're going to take this proposal before the city council, and they don't expect that the council will have any problems with it, but...
On
the 25th. And if you like going to meetings, you can go to City Hall.
Yeah, because tonight was kind of a citizen input event, and that night will be a City Council vote event.
Right, right.
A couple of other things that came out tonight that I thought were interesting. Prescott owns the apartments to the south of the town center property, the rundown, shut down, yucky apartments.
Where police do SWAT team practice. Apartments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That are.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Have you ever seen that happen? Yeah, they do SWAT team practice.
Ooh. And they look at.
Which they did today, apparently, along Skillman. I heard there was a giant SWAT effort going on. Anyway, that's another story.
I didn't hear
Sorry.
That. You'll have to tell me all about that. So they said that they are hoping in the near future to tear those down and, you know, and move forward with them. But, of course, the problem is the recession and the ability to obtain financing to do anything with them. So, everything.
Somebody asked... is the town center going to happen before anything can happen with those apartments? And I think it was Vance Detweiler of Prescott who said, you know, not necessarily, you know, it may be that one
if the
can
economy
come before
were
the other.
To magically turn around tomorrow,
right.
Both projects could be happening at the same time.
They seem to keep you know, indicating that things are starting to open up a little bit. The last time we saw Prescott at a town hall meeting, they seemed to indicate that, you know, it's been really bad, but maybe things are starting to turn. And they seemed a little more positive about that tonight. It just, not so much, you know, the floodgates are opening or anything like that, but just that maybe there's a little more hope now than for financing and to be able to kind of get those loans for construction than there was a year or two
ago. And certainly the success of the town center would bode well for excitement on their part about moving on those properties mm-hmm. to the south. Mm-hmm. The other thing that Stephanie Kalavas was kind of talking about was someone said if we were trying to visualize what would the town center look like, she gave some examples of what you might look at if you wanted to get a vision. Of course, they submitted drawings and mock-ups and all kinds of stuff. But she said, look at the shops at Legacy. Look at South Lake Town Center. Look at Frisco Town Square. You know, look at West Village and Mockingbird Station. And not so much exactly what it's going to look like, but to get that urban feel.
Mm-hmm. And she came back to the shops at Legacy again.
So yeah, I think shops at Legacy was probably what she deemed to be the closest because that's what she started with and that's mm-hmm. what she ended mm-hmm. with. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to get into her brain and have some examples from her.
Yeah, that was. Was there anyone at all tonight who, you know, of course the whole point of this meeting was to talk about the HUD loan and should the city obtain the HUD loan and what kinds of things we can do with the HUD loan. Was there anybody at all who seemed to be hesitant about the HUD loan, or was it mostly just talk about the town center?
No, I didn't really hear anything, anyone saying that that was a bad idea. And I mean, the concern that people, you know, have when they hear HUD is low-income housing.
And I think, did they make clear that's not part of this project?
They did. And because they really just kept saying, you know, they kept pointing commercial, this is for commercial purposes, this is for commercial purposes. So, you know, I mean,
read between the lines, this has nothing to do with housing, much less low-income housing.
Right. So I think people in the room were somewhat satisfied with that. And I mean, I myself just came around to, I know what they say. And the question is, at the end of 10 years, you know, has it been successful? Well, even then, we don't, you know, I don't know if you can come back and say that HUD financing didn't work here. So, you know, it's still going to be their project to make it succeed. And the loan has to be paid back one way or the other. So, as a taxpayer, I don't feel that bad about that.
So your takeaway from this, it sounds like both of you, is it's happening and you feel a little bit positive about that?
Somebody in the audience asked a question along the lines of, how do you know that this is going to make enough money that the TIF will be able to pay this money back? And, you know, Stephanie responding on behalf of Prescott, response was basically, if we didn't think it was going to make money, we wouldn't be pouring money into it. And I think that's the confidence level that we as Lake Highlands citizens kind of have to have, a level of faith that, and because we don't have any control over it anyway, but, you know, working on our behalf, they've got more in it than I've got in it.
Well, and there, I mean, any developer, their goal is going to be to make money with the project. So she's right. I mean, their goal is to see this project succeed for their sakes, first and foremost. I mean, they have been good to kind of dialogue with the neighborhood and, you know, work with neighbors on all kinds of things. And I'm sure they're hopeful that everyone's excited about it and that it succeeds for them. But at the end of the day, this is their business and their lives on the line. So I do completely believe her that in their minds this has got to work. It has to work, because,
and if it works the way they say it will, it is going to be great, I think, for Lake Highlands, and we're going to have a great time strolling down Wildcat Way, watching the Wranglers perform and watching the Highlandettes perform and having some dinner, you know, and getting some ice cream and, you know, shopping at the shops and maybe even moving into the high rise
All right. Carol's in on the high rise. No, she'll take the penthouse of that first round of residential.
No more mowing the lawn on Hillview Drive.
Even with the lovely view that you had.
There you go.
Is that similar to your takeaway, Ellen?
Right. I think that I'm excited about, I mean, one thing is, of course, this is exactly the project that people in Lake Highlands want to see. We want to see it succeed. And so as long as, you know, we're always just vigilant of like, wait a minute, are you changing that plan? But as long as they're still going to build a town center, we like it.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for listening to the Lake Highlands podcast tonight. Special edition. We'll be back soon.
Your attention,
good timing.
The library will